Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with A Word in Edgewise. Today is the 29th of June, the 180th day of 2026, affording us 185 days for our journey to 2027. We're on the mid-year cusp with its dichotomy of options, half empty and half full, like a life that is nearer its beginning than its end, or vice versa. Or a teeter-totter, physically signaling the metaphorical possibility of whether one is up or down in the event. In the event of what? In the event of my son Gabe texting me for Father's Day, shall we say. Then a day later, a two-hour phone call follows, with my son catching me up on life in the billionaire's lane down in Florida, at a purportedly exclusive golf club where he tends bar. He tells me about a whiskey tasting session that has a $2,500 per person admission fee, held by a Kentucky distiller named Sazerac that has roots dating back to 1640s France. The session is showcasing a 30-year whiskey called Eagle Rare that's worth about $20,000 a bottle on the drinker's market and is regularly portioned out at the rate of around $2,000 for a 2-ounce shot. Meanwhile, up here in Downeast Maine, bordering the same Atlantic Ocean, though at a significantly different latitude geographically and economically from that of Florida, I continue my attempts to establish a new domicile along the banks of the Stillwater River, at the same time and virtually in the same place as a tenacious house sparrow, who, despite the occasional racket of my saws and drills and such, is determined to tend her new nest in the midst of our mutual construction zone. This past Friday, I was returning about a 7:15 in the morning from my daily swim at the local Y and rounded a corner on College Avenue where a doe was crossing. So I slowed immediately, figuring more hooved pedestrians were likely. And they soon indeed revealed themselves. And what an amazing little pair they were, a pair of twin fawns, no larger than the father of my 15-pound calico Maine Coon Prima. Her dad's name was Bud Light, and he was a 20-pound Marmalade Maine Coon. The two toddling fawns instinctively stayed on their side of the street, and their mother, having crossed, was looking back at them. And though I had completely stopped, I needed to wait for a full minute before the little tykes decided they might attempt a crossing, which they successfully managed only moments before a large dump truck came steaming along from the opposite direction. Ah, life, such an unpredictable thing. Tomas Q. Morin has a few things to say about that in his poem, Doggerel. If I have one chance to write to you, like Chance the Rapper or Mac Miller, then I wish I had a tiny desk with a band behind me, decked out, low-tech, like the Delphonics or a gospel choir, singing higher, higher as I say these lines for you, with you, like a bus full of us, smiling when I tell you that I love you, like an orange cat, saying meow this and meow that, my paw moving like the law against the base of a Ming Dynasty vase. And tell me what you think. Could this, might this just be the real thing? For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of William James Mayo, Leo Frobenius, James Vanderzee, Irene Brown, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, Nelson Eddy, Frank Lurser, Ruth Warwick, Slim Pickens, Kara Williams, Robin Evans, Little Eva, Gary Busey, Richard Lewis, Layla Rook, Leslie Brown, Rosa Mota, and Sharon Lawrence. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1953 was declared by the governor of Oklahoma as Maria Tall Chief Day, in honor of prima ballerina and Osage tribal member Maria Tall Chief, who was considered America's first major prima ballerina and the first Native American to hold the rank. And today in 1958, a 17-year-old Pelé, playing for Brazil during the World Cup, scored two goals for his team to help them defeat Sweden's team and win Brazil's first World Cup title, which it defended successfully in 1962 and then went on to win three more World Cups in 1970, 1994, and 2002, making it the most successful country in the history of the tournament. Heavenward tonight, just before 8 o'clock, we'll have June's full moon, the strawberry moon, also known as the blooming moon, the green corn moon, the hoer moon, the birth moon, the egg-laying moon, the hatching moon, the honeymoon, and the mead moon. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise, welcoming the second week of summer, the 27th week of 2026, and the first week of July. Happy 4th, and keep the faith.